Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Well, guys, we've been waiting, and the NBA season is finally here. It opens up tonight in a big way in LA. The Lakers get to see their new superstar duo of Anthony Davis and LeBron take on Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. Paul George is still waiting to return from shoulder surgery and will sit this one out for the Clippers. The Clippers are slight favorites over the Lakers to win the title. So, Shannon, are you sticking with the Lakers to win it all?
Ride or die. Riding this thing out, Skip Bayless.
Yep. You're gonna die on
no,
per usual.
I'm gonna be at the parade.
I need you. Don't
I'll
die.
I'll be at the parade.
The parade.
I'm telling you, I'm taking off like the second week of June.
Really?
That Tuesday, I'll be off.
Parade master.
Day
yep.
one.
Yep. Don't call me. I'm grandmaster.
Downtown Los Angeles.
Yep.
Or will you have it in Beverly Hills or Bel Air?
Ticker tape.
Do it up
Baltimore
on the mountain.
Ticker tape.
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Magic, all the all-time greats, Kareem,
really?
Worthy. Yeah.
We will all they let Magic come back.
Yeah.
Magic
be there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Magic. Magic. Magic and Mr. Laker.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, Skip, I love what they've done with this team. And I understand, yeah, yes, the Lakers wanted Kawhi, and Kawhi ended up going where he ultimately wanted to go. But for them to get the pieces that they got last minute, to get Danny Green, to get Caldwell Pope, to sign Rajon Rondo and add some of these other pieces, I like it. They got Dwight Howard. Skip, I love the length. Now, we know now Kyle Kuzma is going to be gone for the foreseeable future. They didn't put a timetable on it. So it looks like the starting lineup is going to be AD, LeBron, probably JaVale, Avery Bradley, and Danny Green. That seems like that's going to be the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. And I like that starting lineup. They got some defensive guys out there. Four to five can play really good defense. Mm-hmm. LeBron is not the defensive guy that he once was. But I believe he'll be better defensively because he'll have to shoulder less of an offensive load this year. And then you come in with Dwight Howard. So, Skip, we're challenging all things at the rim. You get nothing easy, nothing cheap. We're challenging everything. And we got a pick-and-roll defense that AD, we saw what he did, stopped the pick, got out on Draymond, blocked the shot, got the rebound, got out on the break. Mm. I love what I'm seeing, Skip. And I understand that the West is loaded. The East really – the East is two teams. The East is Philly, and the East is the Bucks. So, basically, all the competition is in the West.
I don't know. All the analytics love Boston, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like analytics. Right. I like that guy. I love 2-3, and I love 3.
The only numbers you like are 2-3.
Yeah, I love the 3-2-3.
And by the way,
if you don't love the 3-2-3, I don't know what you're living in. Yeah. Everybody talking about the 2-1-3. No, it's the 3-2-3.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
This is the poor man's 2-3.
Don't do that, Skip. Don't do that. See, that's so unbecoming of you. You know, see, you're going to have a long, miserable fall dipping in the winter. I mean, even though the season doesn't change in L.A., but it's going to be really long for you because the Lakers are going to be winning lots and lots of games, and you're going to have to come in there every day, and you're going to have to answer for this.
Stay up late.
You're going to have to answer for this, Skip Bayless, this blasphemy that you're doing to LeBron and AD and these Lakers, because we're going to do this. We're going to start this thing off the right tonight.
Really?
I don't hear no excuses. I don't hear nothing about no Paul George shoulders.
That's a pretty big excuse.
Paul
that's
George.
Like a 6 feet, 8 inch excuse. Right?
Paul George, Phyllis George, I don't care who's George.
It's relevant
no, it ain't.
To the situation.
No, it ain't.
Unfortunately, nobody remembers Phyllis George, but go ahead.
You remember Phyllis George.
Do I?
Curious George, I don't care. Lakers and foe. Lakers and foe.
What does that mean?
And anybody we see in the playoffs, Lakers and foe.
So you're going to sweep the playoffs?
We lose two games overall.
What?
Oh, well, you just said
two games overall.
You
but you know who I want? I want them in the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
Well, that's who I want.
I'm pretty sure you'll get them. I'm not dead sure about it, but I'm pretty
appreciate
sure.
Appreciate the confidence
Lakers and four. Yeah.
From this side
and
of the table.
How are you going to sweep Joel Embiid in the finals?
Let Joel Embiid go have his – hold on. What y'all going to do with that guy?
Huh?
Joel Embiid going to play AD?
I don't know.
He going to play AD?
Who's going to play Joel Embiid?
We got Dwight Howard. We got JaVale. We got numbers for him.
Cooking
but
all
you,
of
but
them.
But first of all, Skip, you know his stomach going to start hurting. You know, he baby. He going to eat some bad applesauce or some, you know, some Brussels sprouts. He knows
you know what?
Green.
I think this is the year Joel grows
Brussels
up.
Sprouts.
Yep.
Gerber,
he's going to take care of his diet.
You know, that Gerber baby food that he be eating that don't agree
really?
With him. Yeah. Baby food don't agree with no grown man.
No, not that size.
I already told you, having watched the Lakers through the preseason, I am impressed.
Okay.
Rob Pelinka has a chance to go from clown, laughingstock of the NBA, least trusted man in the NBA, to executive of the year, because I really like how he scrambled and filled out the bottom of this roster. Because there are a lot of good players. The depth and versatility of this roster is being overlooked.
Yep.
Because a lot of people, all these analytics services, don't love them. In fact, you got them at 56 wins?
56 wins.
Are you sticking with that?
I'm sticking with that.
Really? 56 wins.
Okay.
I mean, I like your prediction of them winning the championship way better than I like your 56 wins. So I will... How many cases could we bet on 56 wins?
Make a lot on yourself.
Yeah.
How many can you carry in here at a time?
Okay.
How many, what you want?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Well, I wouldn't know how many I carry in because I don't have them from you because you haven't paid off.
I
haven't carried any.
I'm sure Fox Maintenance has a forklift we can bring cases and pallets in at a time.
Really? Is that other elevator?
I will bet you 5 cases they don't win 56.
Okay, done.
Done?
Five.
Thank you. Good.
Done.
Thank you. I'm off to a flying start here in NBA season. But again, I do like the bottom half of this roster. It's the top two guys I'm not sure about. The two biggest X factors in this league are, number one, the guy who's going into his 17th year, and number two, the guy from New Orleans who's going into his first year on the Staples stage in that Hollywood spotlight.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how he's going to be able to live up to it because it is hard to play with that 2-3. Mm-hmm. The faux goat.
No, stop doing that, Skip.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to, even though they like each other right now, wait until it starts getting a little sticky down the trail somewhere. Wait until there'll be those long nights where they will blow a game and LeBron will be saying to the media, I thought he was better.
No, he didn't say that. I'll tell you what. Well, he's going to answer your questions tonight because he'll get off to about 30, 15, and 6.
Tonight is the first of 82 games, which brings me to, will LeBron, I'm going to knock on wood for your man, LeBron James.
Thank
because
you.
We did see a groin pull, and it kept him out for a long time.
Yeah.
And are we going to see another pull or another sort of minor injury that has major impact on the team? You think he'll stay healthy?
He's been doing Pilates. He's been doing yoga, gyrotonics. He good.
Really?
Yep.
How do we know that?
Don't worry about how we know. We know.
Okay. And AD, you want to talk about nicked and knacked? It's always something.
Yeah.
He can be a little soft.
But that's okay.
Okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. So are you sure both of them? Are they going to play all 82?
Whoa, come on. You make it seem like Kawhi, AC Green.
Yep.
They played 1,000 games straight. When's the last time he played a full season?
You're asking me that?
Yeah.
Because I remember one season, a couple back in San Antonio, where he flat out quit
on my
team.
Okay, then. But what about Paul George? Is Paul George starting the season tonight?
Nope.
Oh.
He had a couple of shoulder surgeries.
Oh, you remember last year, too? Mm-hmm. Remember? Mm-hmm. Down the stretch? Oh, okay. So don't pretend like all of a sudden that LeBron is the only one that has the potential to miss games.
Yep.
That Anthony Davis is the only one that has the potential to miss games.
Okay, but we didn't bet on the Clippers winning 56. You said the Lakers are going to win 56.
Yeah.
And you know the team that's got the best chance of winning 56 games is the Houston Rockets. I like the Rockets, and if I had any guts today, I would pick the Rockets to win the West, but I don't. And I'll tell you why, because I'm just not sure about Russ and James.
Yeah.
I think they're very close. I think they are like that. I think this goes way back to their Oklahoma City days.
Okay. Yeah.
And yet, I believe that Russ will defer. And we saw that game where James, in fact, the last two preseason games, James just went crazy, sending the message, this is my house and my team, and I'm the guy who's going to score 40. And I think Russ is okay with it.
Because you got a choice.
That's correct. Because what does Russ not have? He doesn't have a ring. Yep. What does James not have? He doesn't have a ring. So they're going to have to figure out how to sacrifice enough for each other. And these are two still. We're talking about superstar talents here.
And guess what they're not going to have after this season?
Okay.
A ring.
Okay.
Well, they're going to be on the Lakers' hand.
I'm not totally sure of that.
I am.
Because when I look down their roster, it's pretty loaded, too. I like this group. And they added Cephalosha, who can defend. And he's not too old. And I think he'll vibe well.
We just filing.
Okay.
Hack of Cephalosha. Okay.
Well, you might have to resort to that. And by the way, they added Tyson Chandler to give him a little depth at that position. You loved Tyson Chandler 1 year ago right here, right now, did you not?
I loved it for about three weeks.
About you loved Tyson weeks. Chandler. So, again, I'm looking at this. They added some shooting with Ben McLemore. I like this Rockets team if those two can figure it out. And I think they can. I'm just not sure, which brings me back to the Clippers. I'm going to bet on Doc Rivers.
All right.
I am the biggest Doc fan. I like him more than I like Popovich. I think he's even a little underrated
more.
In Pop
Stop.
Shadow.
Stop wow. it.
Yeah. No.
I've never heard you say that.
No, I like Doc. I think he's a very good coach.
He is really good. I think he is Pop.
No.
I think he might even be a little better than Pop. And I think he'll prove it because he's got a versatile group, all of whom can defend.
They can defend.
They can really defend.
Yeah. But good luck.
Okay, if those two guys do stay healthy, it's not even staying healthy for they just both. I'm going to give number two this. He plays hard. When it's time to play, he goes hard.
Yeah. And well, Paul George, he well rested. Okay. Hell, he playing.
I got it.
65 games a year.
But Paul George, even though I've called him George Paul, he plays hard, man.
Yeah.
And both those guys can really disrupt. I mean, number two played like 5 minutes the other night and had four steals. Well, they're going to steal it a lot.
He ain't stealing from Bron.
Well, we'll see.
You already know Bron giving him work.
I think
Paul George.
I think Patrick Beverley could give LeBron some work. Just watch. He'll be ducking up under his knees,
taking
the ball away from him. Win a bet.
Stop.
You put those three across the half court line, it's going to be hard to get the ball across the line.
It ain't hard. Bron, bring that thing on down. Okay. Yeah. Post him up when he wants to shoot that turnaround.
Okay.
Dump that thing into AD. Who stopped? I just want to know who on the clip is going to do something with AD. You're going to put Kawhi on him.
Mm.
He two-time defensive player of the year. Okay. Put him on AD.
You know what? He can defend him.
At what?
On a bet. I bet Paul George could defend him.
Defend who?
AD. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Well, let's see.
You really trying to get AD? You trying to get AD the MVP, huh?
Huh. So AD, all those years, he had some help in New Orleans, and he never was above 500. Really?
Interesting. I don't really care to dwell in the past.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is right now, right here, right now.
Okay.
And so he with LeBron.
I remind you who comes off the Clippers bench. It's Sweet Lou.
Oh, he's the best six man. Yeah.
Then it's Montrez.
I love Trez.
And then it's Mo Harkless, who's pretty good.
Yeah.
They acquired him, right?
I'm just mad about Zoobs.
Yeah. Big Zoo.
He's not over it.
In the middle. Yep. He was your guy, and now he's going to be blocking your Lakers shots.
It's not going to be easy for you, Shannon.
I still can't believe Magic gave him away.
Mm. I know. You loved that guy. Talked about him a lot.
But we're going to dunk on his head.
Yep.
We're going to dunk on his head.
Huh. Are you?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think you can dunk on his head.
AD going to get one tonight. JaVale will probably catch a lob on him. I know Dwight going to flush on him.
Okay. I'm going to go with Clippers winning it all over Sixers in the final, but I'm not ruling out the Houston Rockets, and I like both these teams better than I like your team.
There you have it. And it all begins
You're going to be
tonight.
Sorry.
Yep.
I don't know what's better than this time of year, honestly.
You're going to be sorry.
So much to see. So the Lakers are 3.5-point favorites tonight, just for the record. So
Lakers.
We'll see if Shannon is celebrating.
Think about this.
If tomorrow
Paul George were playing tonight, I wonder what the spread would be.
Be a little different.
I'm afraid the Clippers would be favored.
They're going to be a lot of nights. You're going to wonder, if Kawhi was playing, what would the spread be?
And there are going to be a lot of nights you'd wonder if LeBron and AD were playing. Right?
LeBron going to take it. We're going to take about 12 games off.
Okay.
Said he's giddy and excited about it. No mercy. We have to move back to the NFL and the MVP race because it is heating up. According to Fox Bet, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are now tied for the best odds. Mahomes is tied for fifth with Brady at seventh. And Dak, guys, is at eighth right now. So, Shannon, who do you have winning it right now?
I mean, they count that far down? Mm-hmm. I thought they stopped at five.
I had to look it up.
They're going all the way down to seventh, eighth?
Different page.
Is it my turn?
No, it's not your turn yet.
Sorry. No, Shannon.
Skip, you know I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the most physically gifted thrower of the football that I've seen in my lifetime. And Dan Marino was the best I've seen. But watching this guy throw the football up close, I would give him the slight nod over Danny. But right now, if I had an MVP vote, I would cast it for Russell Wilson.
Mm.
Because I believe he's been the most consistent from week one all the way to week seven. Now, he did lose last week. But he's been the most consistent week in and week out playing. And Skip, his numbers, he's 15-1. That's unbelievable. And he has to be great every single week. Skip, we've seen games in which the Packers have won games. Aaron was not the Aaron Rodgers that we saw Sunday or the Aaron Rodgers that we saw against Philly, although they lost.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't that guy. Lamar Jackson would be number two for me also. Because he's been unbelievable, Skip.
Yep.
He's been, And I know the Ravens said, you know, he vastly improved in throwing the football, Skip. But I don't even know if they thought he would be this improved throwing the football. And his running ability is second to none.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. But if I had an MVP vote, it would be Russell Wilson because I believe he's been the most consistent of the MVP candidates from start to finish. I know what Aaron did Sunday. He was magnificent. And sometimes, you have to understand as a great player, you don't always have to be great. Sometimes, you know, you have to stand in the background, a la Aaron Jones and the Cowboys, a la the first game of the season against Chicago when Aaron didn't do a whole lot and he was hugging Mike Pettine on the sideline like, we got a defense. Well, Sunday, that defense didn't do a whole lot because the Raiders were going up and down the field. And Aaron said, you know, I got to do my thing. I got to show y'all what I'm all about. Mm. So for me, Skip Bayless, I think Russell Wilson would get my vote right now. My homeboy being hurt, that dropped him down. Mm. But did you know, Skip, he's still leading the league in passing and touchdown? Mm. He got 15 tubs and one pick, and he playing terrible.
There you go.
I mean, the guy's playing terrible. And all I know is he's 15-1 with over 23.
Still leading the thing.
Mm.
But Russ would get my MVP vote.
Okay, and that's the same Russ that we just saw get outplayed in his house by Lamar Jackson, right? And he pretty much stunk it up and got pick six by Marcus Peters. Yeah. So that's the guy you love right now.
Yeah, Skip, he's been the most consistent. Okay. He didn't win all his games. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had the one game he lost, he threw for 422 against Philly. But, I mean, Mahomes, he's out right now, so it's going to be hard. I mean, he's tied for fifth, I think, right now in the situation. But right now, Russ, they had it tied, Russ and Rodgers at one. Mm-hmm. I think Lamar Jackson is three, and then two guys tied at fifth.
Hmm.
But I would give the nod to Russell because I think he's played the best, the most consistent start to finish.
So here's the truth about this year's MVP race. It hasn't really started yet because I can't remember one more wide open this late into the season as this one is, because I feel like there have been a lot of guys who fired and fell back and fired and fell back. So, again, it's there for the taking for four or five different guys.
Not the guys at 7 and 8. So, get that thought out your head.
Well, I might get there right now.
No, you're not.
So, first, I got to go with the guy who's now tied for the favorite in Fox Bet. And that is your guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
We just talked about LeBron James. What do I always call Aaron Rodgers? He is the LeBron James of the National Football League.
You have said that.
He is so overhyped.
Stop
and people
it.
Love him so much because he's got the cool factor and everybody wants so many people.
He got swag.
It's like he's got blind witnesses too, billions of blind witnesses.
He got swag.
And they're blind to the truth of this guy who's been eroding, declining for the last 4 years. All of his stats have gone slowly down, sinking into the sunset for the last 4 years. Sunday, thank you for bringing that up. What exactly did he accomplish? I was reading on ESPN.com. This could be the greatest game he's ever played. Pro Football Focus, right here, right now, ranks the Raiders defense the worst in the National Football League. Hmm. That's what he did. He torched the worst defense in the National Football League. And somebody came in here Monday. Did you see that? He's not back. He never left. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
What are you talking? It's the Raiders. They're so bad. They just traded the one guy they had as a first-round pick at cornerback, Gerrion Conley.
He was terrible.
They just shipped him out.
He was terrible.
And I'm reading the story. I got it right here from John Gruden about all the other cornerbacks that they're going to try to replace him with. And I've never heard of these guys. These are their draft picks, Trayvon Mullen and Isaiah Johnson. And then there's Darrell Worley still there and the kid Nixon and then Nevin Lawson. I've never heard of these guys. And they were so down on Gerrion Conley that they just said, get him out of here. Let's take a draft pick and move on. You don't have any cornerbacks because you couldn't see a cornerback on the field.
Yeah.
I saw ghosts.
Yeah.
I was watching TV. I saw ghosts. Yeah. I saw ghosts of cornerbacks.
Yeah. I mean, think about it now. This is the same John Gruden that traded Khalil Mack.
Okay.
This is the same John Gruden that traded Amari Cooper.
Okay,
do you trust what he's doing?
Well, the point is, do I trust his defense? No.
You had Khalil Mack.
It's awful. And you're putting stock in what Aaron Rodgers did to that defense at Lambeau in nice weather?
It wasn't frozen tundra.
It was a nice day.
But here's the thing. That same Pro Football Focus that said the Raiders' defense is the worst, the same Pro Football Focus that says the New England Patriots' defense is the best, who the hell have they played?
Okay, fine. What's your eye test tell you?
Who have they played?
Yeah. Okay. My test tells me New England has the best defense in pro football.
Who have they played?
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm asking you, what do your eyes tell
you? My eyes tell me that Aaron Rodgers is really, really good.
He's great. One game, he was really good.
Stop saying
that. Well, again, I'm looking at his QBRs for all these games, and it's just pretty pathetic because he's pretty pedestrian. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers starts off that first game at Bears. Remember that one?
I do remember.
First Thursday night, right?
Yes.
And he had a QBR of 29, scale of 0 to 100.
That's better than Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
And he's hugging Patton after the game, at the end of the game. We got a defense.
The defense.
And I kept saying, no, they got Mitchell Trubisky. That's what that was, right?
Yes.
And then against the Vikings, he had a QBR of 40, scale of 0 to 100. Not very good.
Beat him.
Denver wasn't very good when Denver came to Lambeau, and he had 75. It's okay. It's pretty good. And then here came Philly, and he had a pretty good QBR, 73. And he misses little Darius Shepard, the rookie from North Dakota State, who's just wide open, breaks completely free in the end zone. They win the game.
13.
Is that an MVP play?
Yep.
He forces it
Skip, you see, I see what you're doing here, Skip.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just spitting out the facts.
But when I tell you Tom Brady misses a throw, or Tom Brady throws a bad pass.
We're talking about Aaron Rodgers' MVP.
But I'm just saying. But guess what? In the same breath, you're going to turn around and make a case why Tom Brady should be in the MVP.
No, I don't. I haven't even said a word about Tom Brady. You got sort of like a Freudian slip.
No, I ain't got no Freudian slip.
You're actually thinking maybe he should be. By the way, considering degree of difficulty of who he's been throwing to, maybe, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. He does belong in the conversation.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
No, he does
not. So I'm going to finish on Aaron Rodgers. So he tries to force a pass at the end of the Philly game to Valdez-Scantling, who is double covered because one guy has left Darius Shepard and blown his assignment.
Yeah.
And Aaron should have just said, here, I'm going to underhand you this throw into the end zone and we will win the game and beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And it would have made them 2-5 and maybe it would have ended the NFC.
But you're not mad that Aaron Rodgers threw the interception.
Okay.
You mad because he didn't beat the Eagles and put them further behind the Cowboys. Okay.
All right. So what's the most resounding victory of Green Bay's season so far? It was at Dallas, right? Aaron had a QBR in that game of 49. It's like one tick below average because Aaron Jones took the game over running and catching, right?
Okay, how about this, Skip?
Okay. Interesting.
They beat division leader Dallas on the road.
Uh-huh.
They beat 4-2 Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah. Okay. Again, it wasn't about Aaron. It's about the defense.
See,
Kirk Cousins was a disaster. Oh,
He didn't have a good game.
The same Kirk Cousins that got 8 touchdowns and 600 yards in the past game?
He had a QBR of 15 in that game.
If you don't mind me asking, what was Tom Brady's QBR last night?
We're not doing Tom Brady.
I just want you to ask me.
I don't want to do Tom Brady. I'm doing Aaron Rodgers because I haven't finished.
Okay.
Then they play division rival Detroit, and he has a QBR of 42.
Okay.
That's below average. And then here comes the worst defense in pro football, and everybody says, there, he's the MVP. He's the co-favorite. Baloney, he's the co-favorite.
But I've been telling you, if you look at the way he's playing and everybody says he was done, can he do it?
Oh.
I said, sometimes what great players, especially at the quarterback position, must understand, you're not always required to be great. Sometimes you need to stay out of the way. He stayed out of the way.
Okay.
He didn't like, well, I need to throw the ball. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm a 2-time league MVP. I'm a Super Bowl MVP. Mm. No, that's one of the things that I do commend Tom Brady for, is that he does not put his ego. It's all the accolades that he's won.
Okay.
Sometimes,
that means Aaron Rodgers should be the MVP because this year, for the first time, he stayed out of the way.
There you go.
Way to go, Aaron. I'm impressed.
All I'm saying is that when the time needed, because Green Bay's defense was struggling Sunday, and Aaron said, I'm going to get into a shootout. Derek Carr is me and you, bro. Me and you. Quick drop. Bam!
Wow. Derek Carr.
And then don't worry about that. Hold on.
You have little to no respect for Derek Carr.
Very little. Thank you. Hold on. But you hyped up Tom Brady last night.
I haven't talked about Tom Brady. Wait a minute. I'm still talking about Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not finished yet because that 97 QBR that he had on Sunday against the worst defense in pro football, it vaulted him all the way up for the year to 9th in QBR.
Is he in front of Tom Brady?
9th. Yes, Brady's 11th. I'm going to answer one Brady question. What? Guess what? In completion percentage, Aaron Rodgers, I have to go way down here.
65%.
I can't even count this
65%.
Far.
65%.
17th. He's 17th
65,
in the league
that's good.
In completion percentage.
Brady.
And obviously,
Brady.
I'm talking.
Okay, my bad.
And he leads, Aaron Rodgers does, leads the league in throwaways because he's on pace to shatter his record again. Because if he doesn't like what he sees, he just throws it away.
No, you don't throw it
away. Take no chances.
And guess Sam Darnold should learn that.
Okay, now to the guy who should be in the MVP conversation. Number one in QBR in all of pro football is Dak Prescott. Rain Dakota Prescott, R-A-Y-N, and it might even be R-E-I-G-N Dakota Prescott at some point.
R-A-Y-N-E, is that how you spell it?
Yeah, R-A-Y-N-E.
Cool.
But you could change the spelling if you want to R-E-I-G-N. I know that's maybe... Oh. Do you know what that word means?
R-A-I-N. On your playoff hopes. Okay. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Creative.
So, Dak Prescott leads the whole league in QBR. He's third in completion percentage to Aaron's 17th, and he's third in passing yards. Is that pretty good? Those three stats should add up to MVP consideration?
No.
Wouldn't you think so?
Nah.
And was it Dak's fault that they lost three games? No, he played very well in all three games. I can show you his QBR.
No, he didn't.
I mean, against Aaron Rodgers, he threw for 463. Was that his fault?
And called
the defense didn't show up.
What about the
And
picks?
He almost brought him back from 31-3.
How many picks did he throw in that game?
Okay.
What was his QBR in that
game?
He deserved all of them.
His QBR was good in that game. And by the way, you just were raving about Sam Darnold. He got the NFC Offensive Player of the Year.
AFC, he did.
What's that? AFC. They played an NFC team.
Yeah.
But the point is, in that game, his QBR was 68, Sam Darnold, and my quarterback had a 73 in that game. So he actually outplayed the guy who was the AFC Player of the Week.
Way to go. Y'all came to the restaurant.
Interesting. And my guy came within a two-point conversion when Jason Garrett got mugged in the end zone.
No, he did.
He did.
Jason Witten, you mean.
I mean, Jason Witten. You should have been Jason Garrett. He should have been mugged outside the stadium, and I would have been.
We don't want that.
Skip, you keep talking about deserve. Skip, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you earn.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they earn? Mm. They earned L's.
Mm.
Three of them, back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a little hot streak. We're going to talk about Philly. We're going through a little turmoil right now. We're going to get that resolved.
A lot of turmoil.
But right now, Skip.
You know what? The numbers are screaming that Dakota Prescott deserves some consideration.
Not with no seven picks.
Yeah.
Not with no seven picks and 12 tubs.
Yeah.
He's got the bye
how
week.
How many were his fault?
All of them.
Stop.
No, okay. You stop.
We'll have all to I see. Know. Can he keep A-Rod, the momentum?
A-Rod, 13-2. My homeboy, 15-1. Russ, 15-1. And you talk about
Cowboy receivers leading the league in drops. Yikes.
Oh, this is a note itself.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have to move Aaron up to two now. Because you know why? He's been doing this the last couple of weeks without Devontae.
Devontae. So
I saw what your guy did without Amari Cooper. Your guy was on the threat, on the precipice of being out of the league.
Different
Wait a
discussion.
Second. Without Amari Cooper, my guy came back from 21-3 down at Jets to within a two-point conversion of tying the game.
Do you remember what your guy was the first half of last year before Amari? That's what you told me, Skip. You say, Amari, change your quarterback's life.
You told me that Zeke drives the train, and Zeke was there for all those eight games, and they went 3-5 with the guy who drives the train. Whose fault was that? I think it was the running back's fault, because you say he's the best player.
I'm going to take Amari away. Yeah. For as long as Devontae's away, and we're gonna see how old Dak does.
All right.
My guy thrived.
I'm gonna remember this one, MVP odds.
Maybe Devontae's a little overrated.
No mercy. Well, during the Patriots-Jets pregame show, Adam Schefter said that it appears Tom Brady is setting up to move on from New England. He pointed out that Brady has his home up for sale. Brady's personal trainer is also selling his home, and Brady has the option to void his contract after this season. Interesting stuff there. Shannon, do you see this happening?
Yeah, I've said this, Skip. I felt that 20 seasons would be the last year. And I believe Coach Belichick is unlike any other coach that we've ever seen. Coach Belichick does not major in sentimentality. So all this, Tom Brady deserves to go out on his own terms. That's not how Coach Belichick sees it. Mm. And we see a lot of guys, Skip, that especially, it doesn't have to be necessarily players, but take Coach K. Coach K is going to leave Duke when he wants to, given what he's done with Duke. And we've seen that Coach Wooden got to leave on his own terms, and Coach Smith, and some of these greats. And so we think for players, and for the most part, that tends to happen.
Yep.
But Coach Belichick says, nah, that's not going to happen. Coach Belichick has been in the league, I think, 45 years. I read somewhere he's been either coach or, around the NFL for 45 years. And what he's seen happen, if you do not have a bridge to go from an all-time great quarterback to the next, You lag in purgatory for a long time. You see, the Miami Dolphins have never replaced Dan Marino. Dan Marino retired after the 99 season. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here we are about to go into two decades later, and they still have not replaced him. Mm-hmm. Buffalo still has not replaced Jim Kelly. Mm-hmm. Denver has not adequately replaced John Elway. He retired after the 98 and 99, although they did get three great years with Peyton Manning. Mm-hmm. And so Coach Belichick is looking like, you know what? If I can move on a year early and have a bridge, I'm good with that. Mm. And he says the way this defense is playing, Skip, it's not like they got old guys on that defensive side of football. These are young guys on very friendly contracts. And Coach Belichick does that. And normally what he will do, if he thinks a guy is going to be good, they'll sign him early to a very team-friendly contract. And you look down the road 2 years, you're like, damn, that's all that guy's making? Because you look at Jamie Collins. Jamie Collins is in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
He is.
You look at McCourty, Gilmore. Gilmore's contract at the time, it was astronomical, but you had to do that because he was a free agent.
Yep.
But you look at it now, he's in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. So, Skip, I do believe it's going to be the end. I believe I don't know where he's going. And then everybody's like, well, where do you see a situation? Are they going to be any suitors? Of course. I mean, Peyton Manning was coming off a very serious injury, and he had suitors. He went to a very good, ideal situation, Skip. Mm-hmm. He went to Denver. They had a very good offensive line. They had Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker. They got Wes Welker. They had Julius Thomas, Knowshon Moreno. And they had a lights-out defense.
Did they?
And so they parlayed that, went to two Super Bowls, won one. So there are some teams out there, Chicago. Now, they don't have as good an offense, but defensively, because, Skip, I don't know how much better Mitchell Trubisky is going to get.
Mm. Agreed. So, you know Adam Schefter, and I know him pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of respect for Adam, and I know for sure that he's had a good working relationship with Bill Belichick.
Yes.
To the point that he actually had an interview outside the locker room live on ESPN last night ahead of the game.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm not sure Belichick's ever done that
before. That doesn't happen a lot.
Skip, you remember that, like after the game, at the AFC Championship game, the head coach normally comes out. But if Coach Belichick loses, mm-hmm. he normally sends a player out.
Yep.
So for Adam to get an interview with him at a gate, because Coach Belichick is all football all the time. He ain't talking. If it ain't a press conference, he ain't got no time for you.
So obviously Adam is making it clear. I'm just connecting the dots here. House for sale, 1 year left on the deal, blah, blah, blah.
Trainer.
But while he's connecting the dots, Adam is connected to this organization.
To a big dot.
Yes, to a big dot. So I'm reading a lot into this.
Right.
High credibility, mm-hmm. lot of stock I'm putting in this report.
Right.
Now, here's the bottom line to this. This is where we diverge, you and I. I still think Brady is playing at a high level, high as I've ever seen him play, with next to nothing to work with at receiver. We're going to talk about adding Mohamed Sanu.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But obviously, N'Keal Harry might come back and give him another weapon, but he hasn't had much to work with, and I still think he's playing at an extremely high level to the point I believe the owner is still sitting back up in the owner's box thinking, do I really want to let this guy walk after this year? Really? So to me, if this continues like it is, and I think they will be favored to win every game. I could be wrong. One of those games, maybe at Baltimore, but I think they're going to be favored to win every game. Will they? The odds are obviously way stacked against you to go 16-0.
Right.
But could they?
Yeah.
Sure they could. And if they do, and they get two home playoff games at Foxborough to go to the Super Bowl in Miami, we'll be there, Fox.
Yep.
And if they get there, even if they just get there, it's going to be really hard for Robert Kraft to say, okay, I've had enough of Tommy, right?
Yeah.
So, again, it's
that was before he spoofed him.
Okay. Well, he did spoof
him. Get up out of here.
You think that's going to burn that bridge?
Yeah, he's like, hey, Daddy, I was going to keep you here, but you spoofed me. Get up out of here.
Yeah. Maybe. There could be some truth to that. I don't know. I don't know what Tom was thinking when he did that.
I don't think he was thinking when he did that.
But the point is, I don't think that Robert Kraft would cut bait with Tom Brady after this year. I would be shocked. Now, you better believe Bill Belichick would. Okay, but let's say he does move forward with Jared Stidham, because obviously Belichick can't take much credit for hand-picking Tom Brady, even though he oversaw a draft in which he was taken in the sixth round.
Right.
I don't think that was his pet pick,
right? And they kept four quarterbacks that year.
I don't think so.
Right.
But now, Jared Stidham, that's hand-picked.
Right.
That would be his guy going forward, and he seems to love him.
Right.
So, and I say good luck with that one.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Skip, Coach Belichick is coaching this defense for a reason.
Yep.
Now, all the time we've seen defense, Romeo Crennel leave, he didn't get hands-on with this defense. He let Eric Mangini take it. Eric Mangini leave, he didn't get hands-on with this defense for some reason.
Yep.
Brian Flores, Matt Patricia left, he didn't get hands-on. He let Brian Flores take over.
Maybe not as much as Matt Patricia, but still he was the coordinator.
Okay. Yeah.
Right now, Skip, you see right now he is very, very hands-on.
He is. Okay, so I got that. So let's just do sort of quote-unquote worst-case scenario for Tom Brady. Where would he go? Well, Adam said, first he said there'd be a half dozen teams interested, and then he amended to, no, there'd be a dozen teams interested. Okay, where is Tom Brady from? He's from the Bay Area, San Mateo, just south of San Francisco.
Right.
Okay. So would he love to play for the team he grew up loving, the 49ers? You better believe he would. Would he like to be close to his mom, who's been sick for a while? Mm-hmm. Dad, sisters, they're all right there in San Mateo. Okay, would he love to finish there for 2 or 3 years? Yeah. Sure he would. Okay, Jimmy G, I read this morning, has a contract with an out that would only cost them, if they cut bait after this year with Jimmy G going into 2020, that it would only cost them $4.2 million in a cap hit.
Okay, wow.
Okay, so it's possible. Let's do the best case scenario for this theory. What if the 49ers roll through the NFC this year? Mm-hmm. What if they have home field throughout the playoffs? And in game number one, I'll just do a hypothetical. Dallas goes to San Francisco and beats Jimmy G, and he has a bad game.
Right.
Okay.
Would they say, wait a second, we got this defense and we got all these pieces, but maybe he's not the answer?
Right.
We could have Tom Brady for maybe two high-quality years. Would John Lynch say, I'll take a shot here?
Probably
I think he would.
Yes.
And then the other possibility to me is because Tom and Giselle have obviously had a house in Brentwood, not far from where LeBron lives. Mm-hmm. They've sold it. But would they like to live here? Is it possible he would join the Chargers, take over Philip Rivers as they move into the new SoFi Stadium?
Because I don't think Philip has signed his contract
extension.
No, he has
not. No. So is that still a good football team in Los Angeles where Giselle, I think, would be happy? I don't know, but it seems like she'd be happy.
And he's still box office.
Yep.
He's going to put butts in the seats.
Yep, and that's your first year in that new stadium with the Rams, obviously. So those would be the two landing spots for Tom Brady.
Right.
But it's just still hard for me to believe that this is operating here because I think Tom likes to go from year to year to motivate himself.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise, I think Robert Kraft's okay going year to year because he likes to see Tom stay motivated.
Well, I think Coach Belichick liked to go year to year because
he wants him out.
Right, and it's easy on his cap. It ain't no whole lot of dead money.
Well, and Tom has been very easy on their cap.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I still don't know where all the money goes. I don't know who gets it.
No one knows. I need answers.
Hey,
where's it going?
You know, probably when it's all said and done, Mr. Kraft probably write him a check for a couple of $100 million and say, Tommy, thanks for everything.
Okay, so gut feeling right here, right now, you say he's gone from New England after this year.
Yes.
I say he's back next year.
Okay.
I just can't. It's Robert Kraft, the buck stops on his desk,
You spoof me.
Okay.
We spoof me.
But what about his little cameo? Does that upset him?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he spoofed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were cool. Mm. We're not cool no more.
Want
to bet?
We ain't cool.
I think they're cool.
It wasn't as funny as I think Tom thought it was.
All I know is Mr. Kraft, he ain't been taking those calls. He been calling Mr. Kraft.
Really?
He been getting a busy tone.
Really?
I
didn't know there were busy tones anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if there are.
Blocked him. He blocked him.
Oh, blocked him?
Yeah.
It goes,
Really? Yeah, that would be a shocker.
Not available. It's weird to think of Tom Brady somewhere else, but you know, guys, it could happen. Those were interesting scenarios. No mercy. The NBA season is finally here, and it opens up tonight in a big way in L.A. The Lakers get to see their new superstar duo of Anthony Davis and LeBron take on Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. Paul George is still waiting to return from shoulder surgery, and we'll sit this one out for the Clippers. And we are now joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard.
Oh, here we go. It's been too long. Where you been?
I've been missing you guys.
You been on IR, or are you just...
I took that LeBron summer off. I got a longer rest.
Oh, R&R.
There you go. Okay. And you're more ready than ever,
coming
right?
Back rest. Okay. I'm ready.
Chris, good to have you. This is exciting. And it feels like there's so much hype around this season, but we're going to jump right in to who wins it all this season. Let's go all in right away.
Never mind the 82 games.
Yes.
And I got to admit, I can't wait to hear Skip's answer. if it's one of these two teams, because neither one of them's high on your list.
You can wait to hear his because you already know.
I know. Let me say this. I have battled with this decision. I've gone back and forth. I've picked one team, then switched it a few days later. I do think the Clippers should be the favorites. I think there are fewer questions with them than with the Lakers. Fewer, but not absent of questions, because everybody's looking at the Lakers and talking about health, AD and LeBron. That's a little bit of a question for the Clippers, because we know Paul George is going to miss the first 10 games, the two shoulder injuries, and then Kawhi, as tough and strong as he is, physically, he's a bit frail. You know, so there are some questions, but the Lakers have the issue of father time. Mm-hmm. That's what the Clippers don't have. Will it hit LeBron? Has it already hit him? Will it hit him midway through the season? That's just or will it not hit him at all? So I give the Clippers that advantage. I think chemistry-wise, Kawhi and Paul George will fit better. They've shown they can play in various systems. Mm-hmm. I think they'll fit. Defensively, they're going to be tenacious. They're going to play some defense we haven't seen in a long time. Going to be reminiscent of the Chicago Bulls with Jordan and Pippen on the wing.
And these Ron Harper.
Ron Harper.
Right. And then
Rodman.
Right. And Beverly at the point of attack. Montrezl Harrell is active and tough. And then their role players know their role. Like, nobody's going to be trying to usurp the authority of Kawhi or Paul George, and you got a championship coach. So all that said, I'm still going with the Lakers. And I'm going to tell you why. Look, in Bron, I trust. I think LeBron James, Skip, is on a mission. And I'm thinking you might pick him too. But he is on a mission. Shannon, say if I'm wrong. The look he had in preseason, I think you could argue he was more focused and engaged at times in this preseason than last year's regular season. Because I think this is the first year since they won the championship in Cleveland that he's entered the season with a chip on his shoulder.
Okay.
I think after they won it in 16, it was such an accomplishment. You relax a bit. And then, of course, Golden State gets KD, so then it's tougher. Last year, you were young. You knew you weren't winning it. You wanted to have a good year. Now, I think he underestimated coming to L.A.
Yeah.
Like, they would just love me because I came.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're saying, no, title.
You got to win.
You got to win.
At the Lakers. Right. Title's a bust.
And I know, look, LeBron, we know he has pride. He's not only not viewed anymore as the best player in the world, he's not even viewed as the best player in the building. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's going to come out with a vengeance. AD, and I think they're going to play well together. They have shooters. Danny Green, KCP, Avery Bradley, Quinn Cook. Their shooters are streaky. Like, Green is great. He's going to shoot 40%.
He might be the streakiest shooter in the league.
Right.
Seriously.
There's going to be nights where he can't hit.
He's going to drive you crazy because he used to drive me crazy in San Antonio.
They're going to be nights he go 0-6, and the next night he going to go 7-8.
Right. It's true. And a lot of them are like
remember
that.
Remember in the NBA Finals one year, he set the record for threes made in the finals.
Yep.
2013.
Right. Yep.
Interesting.
The other thing is this. They are long. They are long. You're going to have JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis, LeBron, and at times Kyle Kuzma. Like, and they're active. They're athletic. Dwight Howard, they're athletic enough to get out on the paint. Mm. So I don't think they'll be quite as good defensively as the Clippers. They won't be as tough and aggravating. But at the rim, it's going to be tough to score.
They can close out
on threes.
Good luck.
I am going with LeBron James to become the first player in history to lead three separate franchises to the championship. Mm.
You know what? I'm going to have to call for a mop because we got two people salivating so much over here. This is all going to get wet pretty soon. We're going to have to clean it off.
You're going
to
have to audio talk. I'm not messing with it. Yeah.
I done said amen so much. I can't.
You okay?
You go ahead.
So.
You go ahead.
I've told him all through the preseason, I am impressed, shockingly impressed by the Lakers because I like the roster Rob Pelinka on the fly threw together under pressure when he got jobbed by number two. He got left for dead by number two because I think there was method to all that madness where they wanted the Lakers to be desperate where they just couldn't turn to fill out their roster. And when I look to the bottom of the roster, it's deep and talented, and there are a lot of hard-nosed defensive players on this roster that I didn't really see coming, because Avery Bradley is always, he will get up in you on defense. Yeah. And if he's going to be a starter, it just gives a defensive mindset that was rubbing off on LeBron through the preseason games. And I'm with you with your point. He played harder on defense in every preseason game than he played in any regular season game with those kids last year. It was embarrassing how little defense. It got to the point where Kyle Kuzma had to shove him out to a shooter to go guard a shooter because it came to that. But now this is going to be a very good defensive team, but it's up against what could be a great defensive team. And LeBron isn't just the second best player in the building if you talk about the joint tenant, because most people would view him as secondary to AD and to number two, right? Right, so he's going to be the third best player playing in that building.
Well, you think that? You think AD?
Yeah, just because number two is a two-way. Oh, with AD?
With AD, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm listening to this guy. That's all he's
going
to
do. I think AD will be the leading scorer, but I think
LeBron's preached the whole preseason. We're going to play through him. Why would we go get him if we don't play through him?
Use that pick and roll.
Okay. And who's the better two-way player? Who plays defense and offense? Well, it's not even close. So LeBron's got a lot to prove. So the reason I am picking the Clippers over the Sixers in the finals is because of Doc Rivers. I said earlier, I'll say it again, I like him more than I like Greg Popovich. And I believe he's been unsung because he won the championship in Boston, but now they have a roster that he can coach, and they're going to respond to him, I think, better than the Lakers will respond to Frank Vogel. That's an X factor, and maybe an Achilles heel, is that Vogel's surrounded by ex-head coaches and star power, and Jason Kidd, Lionel Hollins on the bench, and it's going to be hard because I think LeBron will want coaching from the assistants more than from the head coach, and I think it will be ongoing drama king soap opera. Want to bet?
That could derail them.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any drama.
Well, I mean, that would be the Lakers' fault, because why would you put those two kind of quality head coaches on the bench as his top assistants? Mm-hmm. Come on. Nobody else does that.
Right. Nobody does that because they're not sure about Frank Vogel.
Right.
And I'm not sure Frank Vogel's sure about Frank Vogel at this point.
And I think he's a good coach, though.
Okay. Well, he got Indiana to two conference finals and ran into, obviously, LeBron.
Should have had Ty Lue. Wade.
Ty Lue would have worked. It would have been great.
But they didn't want to give us our money.
Okay. Where's Ty Lue now?
Help me out. Clippers.
Oh, he's with the Clippers.
Weird.
Oh, ha. Very interesting.
That is an interesting dynamic.
And I'm with you, Chris. I think the chemistry and the unity will be much better in Clipper land than in Laker land, because that team fits together. And that team is deep also. And when you can bring Sweet Lue and Montrez off the bench and Mo Harkless, listen, it's loaded.
They are.
Now, again, if they're healthy, and I don't know how much load management they're going to need, but your guy and AD need load management because, listen, AD has been brittle all through New Orleans. He's had this little injury and that little injury, and I won't list the
litany. And Kawhi going to need no load management. Yeah, okay. It's not like Kawhi played 82. Okay.
All right. So what team do I think will have the most wins in the West, and it won't even be close? I think the Houston Rockets will.
Really?
Yeah, I love the Houston Rockets because I think James and Russ know they need each other at this stage and age of their career.
Wouldn't you say
James Harden?
First of all, James Harden has been, that dude is insane. Like,
he's going to average 40.
Here's the problem. He's playing like Russ is a role player. Yes. He's playing like Russ is Gerald Green.
But Russ seems like he's going to be second fit, like he's accepted second fit.
Easier said than done. He's got no choice.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm with you, and I think they're great friends.
They are.
And I think they both want this to work. I don't care if you're the nicest guy in the world. It's not like Russ is old and past his time. I just think if James is averaging 34 or whatever, and Russ is averaging 19 or 20, and, you know, they're averaging the same amount of assists, I just think after a while, that is going to wear on Russ. I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But I just think human nature.
I don't think he can average 19. If James
Harden even average 19.
No, because James Harden, the way James Harden is look like James Harden's trying to average 40. You see the way he's going in the preseason.
I just think he wanted to send a message. This is still my team and my house, and this is my basketball.
But is that the message you want sent? Okay. Don't you think it should have been, it's me and you? It's me and Russ?
I think they made a deal that we need each other, we will sacrifice for each other, and when push comes to shove in fourth quarters, I will bet you Russ will be right in the middle of it. And again, You want to talk about guts? He's got big guts, man.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
I mean, yeah, he said, yeah, we're going to both sacrifice, but I need you to sacrifice more than me. I'm going to sacrifice, right. but you sacrifice more. Okay.
I think Denver will have the most wins.
Do you? Okay, I'm going with Houston, and that means I got Houston and the Clippers in the conference finals, not the Lakers.
You got Clippers.
Who's beating them? So maybe the Clippers.
Well, we'll see how, I don't know. Yeah, the Clippers and Lakers might have to play before the conference finals.
It don't matter.
Because somebody thinks they're going to win 56 games, and somebody bet me 5 cases of Diet Dew that the Lakers will win 56 games.
No, I got
that was said earlier.
They got to win by 55 because they don't want this one tonight.
Oh,
put that one in the bank.
Well, I'll give you the one tonight because there's no.
You ain't gonna give it. We're gonna take it.
Huh?
I don't hear nobody no Paul.
Okay. I don't think it's automatic.
It's automatic.
I'll go with the
AUTOMATIC.
Huh? Well, there's going to be an underdog in that building tonight, and I bet they will come to play. I bet Patrick Beverley is going to have his say about it. Want
to
bet?
To look forward to.
Tough. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
AD gonna have about 30 and 15.
Yeah.
LeBron to chip in. LeBron ain't gonna do nothing but chip in.
LeBron will chip in.
25, 12,
this
and 6.
Sounds like a Russell Westbrook thing where he's gonna be second fiddle. He's gonna accept it.
25.
Stop it.
He's going to be Magic Johnson.
Okay. Well, he's capable.
Didn't he pass as great a passer as he's always been? Didn't you see something in the preseason that was a little higher level?
Hey, you see that at the rim behind the back? You thought that was a skill?
I know you
listen,
did.
Listen, he's still the best passer in the
world. Come on, Sam. That was
have always said that. No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Less than 12 hours after a dominant win over the Jets, the Patriots have traded for receiver Mohamed Sanu. The move helps Tom Brady with a receiving core who has been banged up all season. Less than half of Brady's completions last night were to wide receivers. New England gave up a second-round pick to the Falcons for Sanu. So, Shannon, how much better does Sanu make the Patriots?
I don't think he makes them that much better, Skip. I mean, we dug up his route tree, mm-hmm. and he's basically running Edelman's route.
Mm-hmm.
He is a versatile receiver, Skip. He can play outside, he can play inside, mm-hmm. and he has a perfect quarterback rating. I think he was a quarterback, so, you know, Coach Belichick loved versatility.
Okay.
Unless you're Tom Brady, you must be able to do multiple things. So, you know, Edelman, not only does he play the slot, he return punts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, other than Brady, you mm-hmm. must be able to play multiple positions.
Yeah.
And Mohamed Sanu can do that. Skip, he's averaging 9 yards a catch. That's not good. I mean, a tight end, you want your tight end to average at least a first down a catch. Your wide receiver averaging under 10 yards a catch, that's not very good. And a second-round pick for a 30-year-old wide receiver, that seems like a very steep price. Now, I've been reading that Emmanuel Sanders, Elway wants a second-round pick for Emmanuel Sanders. Mm. I probably would have gone that route, but, hey, Emmanuel Sanders – went to Rutgers, not Manuel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Mohamed Sanu went to Rutgers, and you know, Coach Belichick has a familiarity with drafting players from Rutgers. I think the McCourty brothers, both of them, but he drafted Devin out of Rutgers, so he's familiar with that system. But Skip, I don't think he's a needle mover. I think this is Coach Belichick, but it just shows you that Coach Belichick, even though we're 7-0, I'm out here trying to make moves. I'm trying to get this team better, and he feels that this guy can help. Maybe at anything, Skip, it gives him depth. But like I said earlier, most of his targets were the tight ends and the running backs.
Yeah.
They're not pushing the ball down the field. And, you know, you said the opening drive, I think you said 16 plays, like 80-something mm-hmm. yards.
It was.
That's a lot of plays. There's a lot of things that can go wrong in 16 plays. You want to try to hit some. Yeah. Mm-hmm. At some point, Skip, you want to get a home run. You want to get a 40-yard or a 50-yard touchdown to take some of that pressure.
Mm.
To constantly have to go 16, 12, 14 plays, that's asking an awful lot, even of a quarterback of Tom Brady's caliber. But I don't think this moves the needle much in my estimation.
I do, because I have some breaking news here. Bill Belichick actually just went and got some help for Tom Brady, and I could not believe it. And I know a second rounder is a little steep.
He is a lot
steep. But Sanu, 2 years ago, had a career high in catches, and last year had a career high in yards.
Mm-hmm.
And this year so far, and he is a slot receiver, so you're going to have to play two slots, which you can in their system. They do that quite a bit. But he's a big slot. He's 6'2", 210, so... Pro Football Focus says he had the second best catch rate of receivers who played at least 50% of their snaps this year so far in the slot. So if you throw it in his radius, he will catch it.
Yeah.
And again,
except the one he dropped and got led to an interception on Sunday.
Oh.
But we don't count that. But go ahead. Yeah, they missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Just for the record.
Yeah.
And he is a Rutgers guy, and that is a big deal to Belichick because he played all 3 years for Greg Schiano at Rutgers and been Schiano-Belichick trusts, right?
That is true.
And he played with Devin McCourty and with Daron Harmon at Rutgers, and so he will fit chemistry-wise right into the locker room. I will bet you Tom Brady will, I don't know if he'll love him, but he'll like him, and I think he'll be a good fit for the other guys in the locker room. So, again, he's not a speed demon because at the combine, it's 8 years ago, but he ran 4.67.
Oh, so he's 4.7 now. He's 4.7 all day, 4.7, 4.8 all day now.
But you know what? I'm not sure Julian Edelman's much faster than it now.
He's quicker.
He's just quick.
Yeah.
So you got two guys who can help you move the chains. Mm-hmm. What does Tom Brady do the best? He moves the chains, especially as we saw on third down and even fourth down last night. So, again, I'm dealing from nothing here. Like, I'm looking at Josh Gordon, and I like him, but as you said, looks like he's got a new, like, a piano on his back, right? So he looks like he's the size of Shannon Sharpe when he played tight end.
Yeah, he's bigger than me, Skip.
Right? He might be bigger
He might be
you.
Closer to 240 now.
And now he's got a knee issue that must be worse than we know.
Yes.
Am I right about that?
Yes, I agree.
It's worrisome.
Okay, so Belichick is getting two compensatory picks, probably. They're projected for next year because they lost Trey Flowers and can't remember who else it was, but they got two, so those would be third round picks.
Right.
So I guess he said, okay, I'll have a first and two thirds, so I can afford to get away with the second here because we got to have somebody.
Right.
And who know? I don't know how healthy N'Keal Harry is going to be when he's due to come back.
It's hard to know.
I don't know. Yeah. So all of a sudden I say, who do you have left here? Seriously, is it Jacoby Myers?
And at
all
you got? Skip it. He gives them depth.
Yeah.
Because remember the other night.
I think he gives him starter. I mean, like.
Well, you might, but considering, you know, what game was that? The Giants, when they had to stay in one personnel grouping because of the injuries that they have.
Yeah.
So.
For the whole second half.
Right. So it's just another body because, you know, hamstring issue that could pop up again for Dorsett. You said Edelman is dealing with those rib issues. We don't know the health. When N'Keal Harry comes, how healthy will he be and how healthy will that foot or knee, whatever the injury he had that put him on IR, how long will that hold up? So he gives them another body. But, Skip, I don't think he moves the needle. I mean, like you said, I mean, hey, he runs a lot of the shorter routes, and so maybe he and Edelman, they team up.
I don't know. It may be, but what I tell you, start of the year, I thought Gronk would start to think about coming back now, and now he's a proud new member of the Fox team, and he's doing great.
He's fitting in just fine.
And, you know, he might say, life is good here. You know, like, life maybe I don't need to subject myself to that cold up there.
Well, I know he ain't going back today because he and I and Tony got an interview. So
do
we
you?
Got a roundtable discussion.
Lunch?
So
really?
He won't be going
that?
Back to New England today. So maybe at some point in time he might be going back.
Will you ask him and find out if there's any plans of that?
Yeah,
that would
tomorrow.
Be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I saw him, Skip, the other day. I mean, I saw him, I think, on IG with his shirt off. He don't look like a guy that's going back to play football anytime soon.
Slender.
Yeah.
Right?
He looks more like a basketball player than a football player.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. So.
With his shirt off.
Yeah, he had his shirt off. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So I've always said that Belichick feels a little sabotagey toward Brady, but he didn't sabotage him this time.
No.
Got him somebody.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he wants to win. That is something that has been established there. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then. Facts, sports, one
of one. Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.